I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Today is crossover day at the state capitol. That's the last day for bills to be passed in either the House or Senate in order to stay alive this legislative session. One of the issues that'll be considered is a gun control law that would end a state requirement to purge records of those unwillingly committed for mental health treatment after 5 years. A medical marijuana bill is also on the table, which would allow patients to use the drug to treat intense pain. The House will vote on a bill to allow the city of Stockbridge to be split into two, creating the new city of Eagles Landing. Legislators are expected to work late into the night tonight to debate all of these issues. GPB TV's lawmakers will have updated coverage tonight at 7, and a live stream from the Capitol will be available at gpb.org. People living in Georgia without legal status could end up in deportation proceedings. This under a bill passed by the state Senate on Monday. As GPB's Summer Evans reports, the proposal brought protesters to the Capitol yesterday.
Several immigration rights advocacy groups rallied outside the state capitol asking Georgians to fight Senate Bill 452. The bill requires police to notify ICE if they suspect someone may be in the U.S. illegally. Members of the organizations say that's unconstitutional and harmful to Georgia's immigrant communities. Glory Afi-Kilcano is the founder of Women's Watch Africa, one of the groups protesting the bill.
The time has come where we should tell ourselves the truth. SB 452 is against humanity. We must not allow Senate Bill 452 to see the light of day.
The measure now heads to the Georgia House. For GPB News, I'm Summer Evans in Atlanta.
The search continues for a man who went missing after leaving his office at the CDC 2 weeks ago. Timothy Cunningham was last seen on February 12th after he reported to work, but left early, telling coworkers he didn't feel well. During a press conference yesterday, Atlanta Police Major Michael O'Connor said that although Cunningham was passed over for a promotion at work, they don't believe that that has anything to do with his disappearance. But O'Connor says foul play is not suspected either. So the search continues.
We'll probably re-canvass his house neighborhood in the wooded area. We may go through there with an additional team of dogs, and we continue to follow up on the numerous Crime Stopper tips and other tips that have come in.
O'Connor says Cunningham left his home without any personal belongings. He also left his dog behind. As the blockbuster Black Panther continues to smash records, members of the film and television industry in Atlanta gathered at the state capitol yesterday to celebrate the economic impact of movie making in Georgia. So far, the industry has had an economic impact of $9.5 billion in the state and generated more than 92,000 jobs. Actor Jason Turner says he's been fortunate to get many of those jobs. He spoke in a video shown during film day at the capitol yesterday.
I would just like to say thank you to Governor Deal and the Georgia General Assembly for allowing the industry to grow and blossom as it has here. It's really made a difference for me. It's allowed me to stay home at Georgia while still pursuing my career as an actor.
Last month, Movie Maker Magazine named Atlanta the best large city for filmmakers to live and work. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.